Well, the blessing of wisdom, let's see how we can raise with the time we have, the blessing of wisdom and wisdom for the blessing. Part two, the blessing of wisdom and wisdom for the blessing. This is part two. We read in the first service, and that can still come up as text for us in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23, all the way to verse 25. Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. And they brought every man his present vessels of silver and vessels of gold, garments and armor, spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. It's our month of taking charge by the force of wisdom. And it is the blessing Sunday. So we have two objectives for this subject. Number one is to understand the blessing of wisdom. The blessing of wisdom. That is, if somebody has wisdom, what are his manifestations? What blessing does wisdom offer you? What is the advantage? How advantageous is it to have wisdom? Then number two is understanding wisdom for the blessing. That is, if I want to get the blessing, what wisdom should I apply? Do you understand the two things now? What wisdom should I apply to get the blessing? The first one, if I get the blessing, if I get wisdom, what blessing manifests in my life? The second one is, what wisdom do I have to get the blessing? So the blessing of wisdom and wisdom for the blessing. Now, if you look at scripture, look through scripture, it is very, very clear that there is a connection between the wisdom of God and the blessing of God. A connection. There is an irrevocable connection. Inextricable connection. Undissoluble union between the blessing of God and the wisdom of God. We saw that blessing of God that maketh rich and added no sorrow. We saw how that blessing of the Lord, that wisdom of God, produced the blessing in the life of the King Solomon. Another person we see the connection between wisdom and the blessing of God in scripture, among others, is Daniel. Was Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 19 to verse 23, we saw the expression how the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. That wisdom that he gave Daniel. He said he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Now, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desire of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Daniel was praising God for giving him wisdom. What did that wisdom produce? Look at verse 47 of the same Daniel 2. That wisdom that made him to interpret the king's matter. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and the Lord of lords and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou could reveal this secret. Now look at verse 48. That was where the blessing came. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. The following three or four things wisdom will do. One, wisdom will bring prominence. Two, wisdom will bring eminence. It's a prominent person. It's an eminent person. Will bring prominence. Will bring eminence. Three, wisdom will bring affluence. It will bring affluence. Wisdom will bring eminence. Wisdom will bring prominence, eminence. It will bring affluence. And that inevitably all combined together leads to number four. Wisdom will bring influence. A wise man will be inevitably influential. Will bring influence, prominence, eminence, affluence, influence. Daniel had all of that pulled together in Babylon. That will be somebody's story. If you are that one, you say a louder amen. Very, very quickly, we looked at the blessing of wisdom in the first service. And we looked at four things. I'm going to mention and you write down. How does wisdom bless me? Number one, we say that wisdom is the magnet of wealth. Wealth travels in the direction of good management. Wealth flees from the direction of bad management. Wisdom is the magnet of wealth. Show me a man who manages well, whether he knows God or not, goes to church or not. If he manages well, he will be blessed. He will have wealth. You have nations of the world today, like Singapore, like Japan, China, that have leadership that manage well. They may not necessarily pray to the God of heaven, but they become affluential and influential nations of the earth because they manage well. The kind of resources this nation has, the kind of resources Africa has, Democratic Republic of Congo, for example, is about the most endowed nation on the earth. Like Nigeria. But they are suffering so much adversity because of bad management. Wisdom is a magnet of wealth. Wealth travels in the direction. They are showing us London Central now. A group of islands that if you put the landmass together may be less than a state in Nigeria. Yes? I'm not aware of the natural resources that they have in terms of here is gold, here is crude oil, here is this. But whatever it is that they have, the place is working and overworking until they disciple the whole earth. They disciplined. India, big India was under them. Nigeria, South Africa, United States of America, Canada. Secondly, we said in the first service that wisdom ensures the availability of functional reserves, functional storehouses, and strategic reserves. We may not be able to go into the detail, but wise people have reserves. They have storehouses. They have spare. They don't spend everything. Availability of functional storehouses, strategic reserves. Thirdly, wisdom uses the plenty of the present to prepare for the famine of the future.
That was what Joseph did in Egypt. When a man is wise, that wisdom will cause him to use the abundance of today to nullify the scarcity of tomorrow. Somebody very big before suddenly becomes zero means that there was a lot of foolishness and mismanagement. For we said, wisdom grants access to direction and guidance. The wise man is connected to the mind of God, connected to the voice of God. Wisdom grants access to direction and guidance. The mind of God, the voice of God, that makes them move when they should move and take steps that they should take. Like the move that Abraham made and the move that Isaac made. Wisdom grants access to direction. That is how a wise man is blessed. He's not left to guesswork. He has direction. He has guidance from God. Talking about the wisdom of God. The mind of God for strategic moves or steps. You can pick all of these from the YouTube or pick the CD. Number 5. We said that wisdom sees, that's where we're starting from in this service. Wisdom sees the precious in the garbage. It sees wealth in waste. It sees riches in rubbish. It sees potential in frustration. Say that again. Wisdom sees the precious in the garbage. It sees wealth in waste. It sees riches in rubbish. It sees potentials in frustration. Where people see rubbish, the eye of the wise see riches. Where people see waste, the eye of the wise see wealth. Where people are experiencing frustration, the wise eyes see potentials. Job chapter 28 and in verse 10, the Bible said, talking about wisdom, he said, he cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eyes seeth every precious thing. In John chapter 6 and in verse 6, everybody was frustrated. Where do we get food to feed these 5,000 people beside women and children? 5,000 men. But himself knew what he will do. In the midst of that frustration, Jesus saw potential in 5 loaves and 2 fishes. There were fragments on the ground. In John chapter 6 verse 12, it was fragments on the ground. When they were feeding, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments. For people it was just fragments, but for him he saw something. Gather the fragments that remained and nothing be lost. And when they had gathered, they filled 12 baskets from fragments. How can you have 5 loaves and 2 fishes to start with and have 12 baskets out of fragments? God is about to open somebody's eyes to see the fragments that contain your wealth. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Lift your hands and say, open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Number 6, wisdom prevents the wastefulness of resources, hence guaranteeing increase. The wastefulness of resources. That is how wisdom blesses a person. With wisdom, you don't waste resources. In John chapter 6 and in verse 12 to verse 13, John 6, 12 to verse 13, when they were filled, he said, gather the fragments. We read that already. Proverbs 18 and in verse 9.
He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. You know, one of the greatest tragedies of life, people borrow money they don't have to buy things they don't need, to impress people they don't like. Did you hear what I just said? People borrow money they don't have and they didn't need to borrow. Money they don't have. Sit down, sit down. To buy things they don't need. They already have the car that will move them. They are talking of extra car. I was asked to buy some car some time ago. Say, this is the latest model of this and that. I say, I have one that I'm driving already. He say, oh no, this is the latest model of this and that. This and that is very good. The price is not too bad. Question I asked was, if I want to go to crusade now, can he fly me there? Can't fly me there. You are renting a house. You are parking four cars in front of the house. Rented house. And you don't want the landlord to increase house rent. Every time a new car arrives, house rent increased. He will tell you stories. What wisdom is this? Those two cars out of the four may be able to buy a land even if it is an outskirts. You may start from the outskirt, but you can't die there. Money you don't have, you borrow. What you don't need. What is a jobless person doing with phone of 200,000? Phone of 500,000. Except if the phone is a business. Because there are people who do business with their phone. That is the online things or whatever it is. There are things we need to do to still impart some humility in our lives. And reality. Even though you live by faith. But there are times where that claim of faith becomes foolishness. And phone of 300 is even shadow. 1 point something million. So I want to buy the latest iPhone. That is your 1 year salary. If your salary is 100,000. How about why? One of the hardest things to change for me is phone. It has new features. I say, why? Leave me alone. I'm able to make call and receive. That's all. Hallelujah. There are many people, their future is hanging on their body. Their future, they are driving. Their future is in their stomach. Permanent unquabi joint. Ishiewu. Goat head pepper soup. Permanent. They must branch after work. Hallelujah. This is very, very important. It's very, very important wisdom. Hurry slowly. Don't be in a hurry to show up, otherwise you blow up. In a hurry to show up. Paraphernalia, big man has arrived. And all the big village devils begin to look for you. You will never crash. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Shout the loud most amen. It prevents the wastefulness of resources, hence guaranteeing increase. Number seven, right? Wisdom grants access to divine ideas, innovation, and inspiration that compel the arrival of resources. Divine ideas, divine innovation, divine inspiration. That's how wisdom blesses people. Jacob got ideas. I think that was Genesis 31 verse 37, I believe. When he painted poplar wood. 37. He painted poplar wood. He got that by inspiration. Placed it in front of the animals while they were mating. They were producing according to what he painted before them. He never saw it from anywhere. It was an idea, an ingenious idea, an original idea. That's what wisdom does for you. Job chapter 32 verse 8, the Bible said there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. John chapter 6 verse 6, where we read, he said himself knew what to do. What to do. Once in a while, it is important to sit down and draw. I think it was Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4-5. It says, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep waters. That's right, 20, verse 5. But a man of understanding will draw it out. That outside, inside of you is idea, inspiration. You see it. You think. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1. True desire, a man having separated himself, seated and intermeddled with all wisdom, he separates himself. What is the way forward? How does this business move forward? What can I do to take my life and business and destiny forward? Ideas flow. Which particular idea is the least cost intensive and easily achievable of all of this? You start from where you can. I've seen people and they say, can you help me to do business? Can you empower me for business? I say, alright, bring a plan. How much will you need for us to assist you with? Okay. Say anything like 100 million. In those days, if you tell my father, so if you say, come and sell me and take the money. You can. God told Abraham, lift up your eyes from where you are. From where you are, you can start anything. It's not actually possible to start business without money. From where you are. There are people, by the time they present their requests, You are exhausted. I have met somebody say, God, call him into ministry. Really? And he says, you should help me. I said, okay, so what did he say I should do for you? Number one. He said, I should marry one of your children. Number two, you should give me 200 million. The same person. There was a third request. Okay, I think the third request involved, I think, two jeeps or something. There are four requests. The third one is a car. The fourth one is a house. Only me should give him all of those things. Only me. He didn't even have pity on me. There was one pastor in an outcast pastor. He met one of the daughters in this house. He said, he's an outcast pastor somewhere. He said, I have the vision to marry you. He said, okay. Say, number two, I want you to take me to your father in the Lord so he can marry us and give us one branch to pastor. There is case, so the kind of case we hear. Come and carry me. Hallelujah. You see, people, if you told somebody, the economy is so bad, but there's something I can buy and sell with 250,000, 500, something. When you start something at a minimal level like that, says, are you sure? All right, go try, let's see. And he returns back, he said, this is the 500,000 or 250 or whatever you gave me. It has produced this. Wow, how much do you need more? Take more. He brings back, so it has produced, what you have returned, I add it to whatever you have. And it's just exploding and multiplying. Until the day he comes to say, my money is now 20 million. I have it on ground, but I am in need of a few more millions to get something done. Let's see the evidence. This is 20 million. All right, add to it to get what you want to do. To him who has, shall more be given. To him who has not, even the one he has shall be collected. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? This is very, very important. Divine inspiration. Let me round up because our time is rushing. Divine inspiration. It grants you access to divine ideas, innovation, and inspiration that compel the arrival of resources. I am happy that I have witnesses here of some of those requests that have come. There are many more, but I can't tell you. Hallelujah. Number 8. Wisdom helps with the revelation and application of the word for profitable results, positive, profitable results. When a man is a wise man, God blesses you with the ability to apply the word to see positive, profitable results. Positive, profitable. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. Matthew 7 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So, wisdom makes you to take the word and apply them and see profitable results. That's the blessing of wisdom. When God blesses you with wisdom, you are a man of action. You are a woman of action. You don't just see things from the Bible or read things. You apply them. The wisdom of God blesses you to carry out actions that will benefit you and benefit those who know you.
I prophesy to somebody here today, the grace for such actions be released unto you right now. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive that grace for profitable action, for positive action. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. In the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Now, what are these wise actions that can bring you the blessing? Wise, profitable action. Very quickly, within the next 7 minutes. Number one, what wisdom brings the blessing? Number one is the wisdom of walking uprightly. Uprightly. Walking uprightly, not crookedly. Psalm 25, verse 3 to verse 5. Psalm 24 verse 3 to verse 5. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He said, that man shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. The man who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, a pure heart, clean hands, that man shall receive the blessing of the Lord. Shall receive the blessing of the Lord. Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. Listen, beloved. Crookedness is the enemy of blessedness. Nobody can be blessed who is crooked in life. And if God cannot bless you on earth, what gives you the confidence that you will see him after death? If your character and your behavior is so bad that God cannot bless you in this life, what guarantee do you have that you will meet him in eternity? How many of you know that Moses almost didn't make it when Satan resisted him? I think it was recorded in Jude, verse 7 or 8 or something. He said, Michael the archangel contended with Satan over the body of Moses. Can you place it on the screen? Jude, verse 9. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. He does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. So there was a contention between Michael the archangel and Satan the devil over the body of Moses. When Moses was to be resurrected, when Moses was to be called, or probably at the mountain of transfiguration, or wherever, Satan stopped it. And what was Satan's matter? If Moses was so bad that God could not allow him to see the promised land of the earth, where is he going? Because Moses was not allowed to enter the promised land after he struck the rock and disobeyed God. Disobedience cost him promised land on the earth. What is it that has changed now? Is heaven easier to go than the promised land of the earth? But the Lord brought his own righteousness. This is not the righteousness of Moses now. The Lord rebuke you. And that was when
the body of Moses was released. Beloved, if it is hard for God to bless a man on earth because of their life, how easy will it be to meet with that God when we leave this world?
Anything that God is unhappy with on earth
will block our access to Him in eternity. Hallelujah. Walking, the wisdom of walking in uprightness. Number two is the wisdom of kingdom service. You want the blessing of God? Malachi chapter 3 verse 17 to verse 18. Malachi 3 17 to verse 18. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that served him. And he shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and between him that served God and him that served him not. Don't just sit in church. Serve God. People say, God bless me, God lift me, God help me. Is they help you to achieve what? Bless you for what purpose? What is your value to me? What is your value to my kingdom? Your presence in church means what? Your absence means what? Nothing. Nothing. And you want me to bless you? Beloved, walk in the wisdom of serving God in His kingdom. You shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and your water. The wisdom of walking in kingdom service. Number three is the wisdom of walking under open heavens. In givings, in sacrifices, covenant practices. For the man whose hand is tight towards God, life must remain tight. Tight towards God. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 8. He said, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? He said, in tithes and offerings. This is in the Bible. In verse 9 he said, you are cursed with the curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven. So your tithe, and pour you out the blessing. Your tithes, your offerings, your givings, causes both you and your cooperation. If there is a corporate tithing, to walk under open heavens. But somebody said, this is Old Testament. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 tells us what the New Testament is saying about this. Verse 6 and 7. He says, he's talking about a man whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises. Verse 7. And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Verse 8. He said, and here, men that die, that is in the Old Testament. Here, men that die in the Old Testament, and even here right now, receive tithes. But there in heaven, he received. Receiveth. What is the meaning of receiveth? He received. He is receiving. He will receive. He receiveth them. Of whom it is witnessed that he liveth forever. He receiveth. God is still ushers and church may count it, but God is the one who receives it. He receiveth them. Put your ministry, your business, your whole life under an open heavens, and you are not permitted to walk in shortage, in scarcity. Number four is the wisdom of living in thanksgiving and praise. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. I will read all the way to verse 21. See what thanksgiving and praise will do for you. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Keep going. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish everyone who is oppressing them as they give thanks. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and governors shall proceed from the midst of them. Can somebody say louder, amen? And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that has engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? When they give thanks, big men, big women, influential people. When we started church newly, they said our church was a church of poor people. It was a church of strugglers. It was a church of... And in those days, we didn't even help matter. We ourselves. We said, no matter how battered, shattered, and scattered your destiny is, it shall be gathered. So people say, by saying that, are you not attracting scattered people? Let them come. Battered, scattered, shattered. You see, it's a punctured, ruptured, buffeted, beaten. It shall be sutured. You remember? Do you understand what I'm talking about? So they say we are poor people's church. If you go out now, you will see how poor people's church look like. You see how poor people's church look like. There are many people who come in here with their personal securities and orderlies and so on. Do you understand? There are people who have come here plenty times without letting me know. Letting us know. President of Malawi came here in the Rear One church. I didn't know. It was when I went to their country, he said, I've been to the church. I said, what? He said, I came, I didn't let anybody know. He wasn't president there then yet. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So, he said, just keep doing what you need to do. Don't be bothered about the environment or what people say. They may mock your praise. But God will make you for your praise. They may mock your praise. They may mock your audacity. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The Bible said when men say they are cast down, you should say there is a lifting up. Is there somebody saying there is a lifting up here today? Is there somebody saying there is a lifting up here today? There's a lifting up here today. There is a lifting up here today. And my God shall supply all your needs, not according to the economy of the nation or according to the climate of the world, but according to his riches in glory. So we shall praise the Lord. We shall celebrate him. Though the fig tree fail to blossom and that the labor of the olive perish, yet we shall praise the Lord. And the Lord will make our feet like hinds' feet. He will cause us to walk upon our high places. Somebody here today, after today's service, God is going to do something that is going to give you a 360 degrees turnaround. That song we sang at first, I know my God will turn it around, is going to be manifested in your life in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody shout the Lord most amen. Number 5 is the wisdom of walking in the light of the word. Walk in the light. Matthew 16, verse 16. Jesus said, whom do men say that I am? Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. First of all, he began by saying, blessed art thou. The way of revelation is the way of blessedness. The light of the world releases upon you blessings. There is a dimension of blessing you enter into as you begin to see things from the world that you never saw before. A dimension of the blessing. And that is coming upon you today in Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the blessing of light. Number 6 is the wisdom of divine guidance and direction. 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 Genesis chapter 26 verse 1 to 4. I may not have the time. But God guided Isaac. There was famine in the land. And God told him, don't go to Egypt like everybody is going. Remain in this land and I will bless you. And Isaac remained. That was Genesis 26 verse 1 to 4. And then verse 12 to 14. Isaac remained in that land and the blessing landed upon him. I don't care how hard Nigeria is or Africa is. But if God wants you to be in this land, your blessing is in this land. Am I speaking to anybody here at all?
I don't care how hard Nigeria is right now or how tough the land of Africa is. If God wants you in this land, your blessing is in this land. And I announce to you today, you will locate your blessing in this land. Shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout, my blessing is in the land. And I must receive my blessing.
Thank you, Master. The wisdom of divine guidance. Psalm 23, verse 1 to the end. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Here, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table. If he leads you, the table is prepared. If he leads you, your promotion is in front of your enemies. Somebody say aloud, amen. Finally, it is the wisdom of enforcement at the place of prayer.
When you have done all that you need to do, and it appears like your answer is not coming, you enforce them at the place of prayer. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 10. We saw how Jabez became more honorable than his brethren. His mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wilt bless me. And God blessed Jabez, and his story changed. This morning, everyone here today that is in contention with any devil, the Bible said, having done all to stand. You have done what you need to do, yet the devil is fighting your blessing. Today is the obituary of that devil. You said, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. You have been doing well. You have been sowing all manner of righteous actions, and the devil is still resisting your season. I stand here to announce your season has come. Will you say amen like a believer? Will you stand up on your feet and shout the Lord and say amen? That is the place of enforcement at the place of prayer. Devil, you can't stop me. Devil, you can't resist me. Devil, you can't hinder me. I've done what I need to do. I need my results. And it must come. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and give him the praise. I will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. So have I been saved from my enemy. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be exalted. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, I thank you because your blessing hedge must be established
around my life.
Open your mouth and begin to talk to God. And first of all, start by thanking him for the word you receive. Thank him for the word you receive. Masta bile devina na sapia toko prande ko to balada sai papa ke tenene ne mo sapia na ele ko papi ko prata na balabala e ko sapia na la in Jesus mighty name we pray. Job chapter 1 verse 10, let's read together, one to go. As thou not made an hedge about him, and about all his house, and about all that he has on every side, thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Hallelujah. Amen.
lift your voice and say, Father, we ask for the establishment of the blessing hedge around your people and all that pertains to them in this season, against every harrow of disease, destruction, or death. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray.
Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Please, let's read Matthew 16, 18 to 19. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Revelation 12, 11a. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Please pray with me, Father. We take authority over every agenda of the gates of hell against their church today. We decree their defeat by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, prayer. Likete parada talia, zagabababababababagadia, elefreke koko parata, latua zwapa katuz, ikwata maliata, zalaba katozi, eleke kopara, likoko brenya, ikoparataya, elekobi tanto zilia. Masate kolo brogodo suke telebragada hata. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Two scriptures quickly, Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, and Isaiah 54, 15. Can we read together? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoner heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bound were loose. Isaiah 54, 15. Let's read together. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Can we pray to thee and say, Father? Say, Father, we ask that the foundation of captivity of our nation be visited by your power. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we ask that you scatter and bring confusion into the camp of the evil human entities that are holding our nation in captivity. Let their grip be broken forever. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray.
Jesus' name we are praying. Leviticus 26 and verse 6. Let's read together. And I will give peace in the land. And you shall lie down. And thou shalt make you afraid. And I will lead evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through the land anymore. Hallelujah. Say, Father, we ask that you rid our land of evil beasts, terrorists, kidnappers, and ritualists forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Let their blood return and sacrifices be dried up by the fire of your presence forever. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, let not the sword go to our land anymore. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Ta 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 ta
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the utmost part of the earth. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, we ask that your presence and power from the dynamite altar will travel through the earth to the utmost parts of the earth to disciple nations. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
Precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands high. Father, we worship you. What a privilege. Holy, holy, are you Lord God? Lift your voice and sing out. Worthy is the Lord. Worthy is the Lord. You are holy, Lord. You are Lord. Holy, Lord. Are you Lord God? What it is the Lord? Lift your hands. And you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Alpha. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Alpha. You are lift your voice and sing. We give you all.
We give you all.
We worship you, Father. We give you all voices. We worship you, Lord.
We worship you, our God.
two more times. We give you all.
We give you all.
We worship you, Lord.
We worship
you. We worship you. Worship you, our God. Two more times. Final time. Lift up your two hands. And Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in. Lift up your hands. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come, in your strength and your power, Lord, come in your own special way. It's the high time. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own passion. It's your hazard. Sweet Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Fill this temple with your presence. With your presence. We are nothing without you.
We are nothing
without you, Lord.
Without you, Lord.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Come in. Just pray.
You are welcome.
You are welcome.
Fill this temple.
Fill this temple.
You are welcome in this place. Lift up your hands everywhere. You are welcome in this place. Welcome in this place. You are welcome in. Raise your hands. Can you maintain quietness if you can? You say, be still and know that I am God. Raise your hands. It's your time. Lift your hands high. Maintain quietness if you can. Hands lifted. Lord, I will follow. Your will be done in my life. I have no will of my own. Take the little Lord. I will follow you. I will follow you. Take the little Lord. I will follow you. Lift your hands high. I will follow you. Lift up your two hands. Lift it higher. Lift your hands high. Whisper the name Jesus. Amen.
Receive the visitation of his power, the visitation of his wisdom, the visitation of his blessing. Receive, 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 receive. No.
It's your answer.
That's right. I see the fire falling. It's your answer. See the release of his fire, the release of his power. It's your answer. That's right.
creative miracles, creative financial miracles, breaking of yokes and bondings and addictions, deliverance for the captives, impartation of grace, impartation of wisdom. Lift your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive. And you place your hand on yourself and receive it with fire. Father, let it flow. Let it fall. Mahashatakalayana. Leketakata. Are you ready in the name of Jesus? When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place your hand on your head and bless it for 1 minute. Get ready. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, receive! 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 Your hands and give him the praise. I see the burden lifted. I see the prison open. I see somebody out. I see somebody rejoicing because chains were broken. I see a lump on the right breast melted. It's not there right now. I see lower back and spinal condition healed by God's power. Right now, terrible migraine is gone forever. A peptic ulcer disease has just returned back to health. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute.